for the hour of 8 o'clock. Dan will be joining me at 8:20. He's on the road, of course, as you know, with the Yard Goats. With me this morning, pretty powerful guy over on the Hill, Senate Republican President Len Fasano. Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I hope you are too, and I'm glad you're with me, because I want to find out. Now, I understand it's not a done deal yet, but it looks pretty good. What are your thoughts on this whole public employee union deal that the governor is trying to work out?
Well, you know, I'm waiting for the numbers, which are the actual aerial numbers, so that, you know, those mathematician guys can run real numbers and we can see what the value of this deal is. And the question is whether or not the value of the deal warrants the continuation of the contract, the CVAC agreement, an additional 5 years. And so when those numbers come in, we'll have a better understanding of what's real and what's not real and the true valuation. Now, I will say...
Wait. I'm a little confused here.
Sure.
Now, we got a report. What has gone through so far? And the union says, that, well, there's not a deal yet. But it seems to what people are saying that there's quite a savings here. But is this just pushing everything ahead? Is this what you're saying?
No, in other words, these numbers are round numbers. What happens?
What's a round number? So the audience understands,
sure,
what you're saying.
So when you make changes to a pension plan or health care plan, things of that nature, the question becomes, how does that change affect, in terms of affecting your budget, when you make pension contributions? An employer, the state of Connecticut, makes a pension contribution for an employee. There's a very complicated mathematical formula based upon years of service and age and retirement policies. That determines what the real number is. And there's people who are called actuaries. And these actuaries have these very sophisticated computer models that they do. And so you need to plug all this information into their computer model, and it will tell us exactly what the numbers are. These are best guesses by the governor's office as to what the savings would be.
Okay, let's look at the best guesses. What do you think about the best guesses?
Well, the best guess is it's $1.5
billion.
Yep. And then you got to look at it and say whether or not that value is enough. And then the question,
I mean, that's the savings that the best guesses are talking about, right?
Correct. And you're going to extend this deal another 5 years to 2027. So the CVAC agreement currently was going to end on 2022. And what the unions say, and I understand this argument, I appreciate it as a lawyer, if you want us to give back some things, maybe we'll do that. But if we're going to do that, this agreement can't end in 2022. We want it to go till 2027.
I see.
And that makes sense. Look, if they're going to give up something, they want more time. So the question is, did they give up enough that you would say, I'm going to have the state of Connecticut held to an agreement to 2027? So you look at the things that they changed. So they changed, right now, 75% of the state employees pay 2% towards their pension. If you look at their formula, they're agreeing to pay by some date in the future, 4% towards their pension. Not bad. Seems pretty reasonable. But the average in the Northeast is 7%. And the more they pay towards their pension, the less it's costing taxpayers. So is that enough to go from 2% to 4%? I don't know. Is it those are paying, there's 25% of the state employees pay zero towards their pension? Is that enough?
You know, Senator, one of the things that Dan and I hear all the time is the retirement. People can't understand some of these retirements that state workers are getting.
Correct. And that's what we're talking about here, that they're not putting a lot of money away for retirement, and they're getting a decent retirement. And the question is, the change in retirement, that's something that if we agree to, is going to continue for another 5 years. Now, there's some good things in there. I mean, there really are some good things. The governor started a new, what they call Tier 4. So new state employees are going to be in a different, have a different pension plan. And it's going to be less expensive for the state of Connecticut. And that's probably a pretty good thing. He's changing some of the ways we do the cost of living adjustments for state employees. That's another pretty good thing. So there are some good changes in here, and I don't want to discount them because I have to. You want to be fair to the deal. But the question in totality, has this made enough changes such that it is going to be a significant structural change that everybody, I believe, in the outside world is looking for so state of Connecticut can get their feet under them and we run deficit after deficit. And I'm still running through the numbers. I have very serious concerns that these changes go far enough. You know, it's kind of, you know, and
when will we, I've got a time frame here. When would we know? How long is it going to take?
The governor said in 2 weeks we should get the actuarial numbers from the actuary. So in 2 weeks we're going to really have some solid numbers. The Democrats want to run the budget before we get those numbers. I don't think that's right. That's kind of like Pelosi saying, let's vote on Obamacare before we ever read it. You know,
we'll never
forget
that. We want
to take a look at these numbers first and then vote on it. I think that's fair to the constituents of Connecticut.
Well, I appreciate your time here this morning, and this is something that we're all looking for. So you say we got a couple of more weeks to wait, right?
That's what I think, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your visit. Coming up to